Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
And this is the number one article. It's been bouncing around all morning. It's top five. From Axios, in terms of hits, clicks, shares, and likes, Democrats told to, quote, get shot, unquote, for the anti-Trump resistance. And we went, and within hours, a man clad in body armor, dressed in all black. Those are the Democrats' street block cloth colors. They're black. Head to toe. Tried to murder yet another ICE agent. The fourth time in a week that violent Democrat insurrectionists have tried to murder federal Border Patrol or ICE agents. That one happened in McAllen. There was the one on the 4th in Alvarado. It was 11 lunatics involved in that. People who met online were like-minded and decided they were going to set off fireworks, get the ICE agents to come outside, and then execute them. So the Democrat base is very much responding to the Democrats' call for violence. And Axios just laid this out. They interviewed more than two dozen House Democrats for the story. All of them assuring Axios, yes, our constituents just want blood. Quote, blood, unquote. Democrat members of Congress are facing a growing thrum of demands to break the rules, fight dirty, and not be afraid to get hurt, Axios writes. What's going on with their constituents, and they experience a lot of this back in their districts, they claim. Growing anger among their base. It's morphed into disregard for American institutions, political traditions, and even the rule of law. Ha! Democrats never had any respect for the rule of law. They've always thought it didn't apply to them. What a crock. The idea that we're going to save every norm and that we're not going to play the Republican game, I don't think that's resonating with voters anymore. That the Democrat base has a sense of fear and despair and anger. Axios spoke to more than two dozen House Democrats for this story, many requesting anonymity to offer candid insights about their interactions with constituents and activists. The base feels they're not doing enough to counter Trump's agenda. You mean actually enforcing the law as written on the books? The grassroots wants more, Axios, right? Some of them have suggested what we really need to do is be willing to get shot while visiting ICE facilities or federal agencies. You mean because you're trying to block the agents in while you throw the Molotov cocktail through the window, kill them all? Like in Portland? Twice this weekend. You can watch the video on my X feed. They surround it, roll one of those big industrial garbage cans in front of it, the steel kind, to block them in, then they throw the Molotov into the building. Took snipers on the roof two times to clear them off. And what they do is they blockade the building. They form a human blockade. It's an attempt at murder. They've been doing it since the summer of love. I've been playing this over and over because I know you need to hear it to believe it. This is Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler back during the summer of love when they were doing this then.
When you commit arson with an accelerant in an attempt to burn down a building that is occupied by people that you have intentionally trapped inside, you are not demonstrating. You are attempting to commit murder. This is not the first time that people have tried to set fire to a city building with people intentionally trapped inside. Unfortunately, it's not even the second time. And by the way, this building is in a residential neighborhood.
Yeah, so they pioneered this summer law, but then the Democrats won, so they didn't have to kill anyone anymore. Listen to this paragraph. I want you to hear it from Axios, liberal publication. The grassroots wants more, Democrat Congress members say. Some of them have suggested what we really need to do is be willing to get shot when visiting ICE facilities. Our own base is telling us that what we're doing is not good enough, that there needs to be blood to grab the attention of the press and the public. What are they doing? This is a feedback loop. What they're telling their constituents when they call Axios, everyone around the country wants blood. It's not just you. They're all picking up weapons. Everybody wants to get shot. Why don't you go first? Go ahead. Go first. They're trying to push them into a violent insurrection to protect the shadow nation of 20 to 50 million they have imported to cancel and outvote us so that they can have their Chinese-style authoritarian regime one-party system. It's that simple. There is no other issue in this country right now. Will we keep the Chinese-style one-party system they have imported to outvote us. And Democrats are willing to die to keep, well, they're willing to have their sheeples die. And they're prodding them. Stephen Miller correctly, he is Trump's deputy chief of staff, correctly called this the central struggle of our time. Listen.
This is the central struggle in the West. The Democrat Party's objective is to flood the West with millions upon millions of illegals from the developing world, from the poor nations of the world, the failed states of the world, the collapsing states of the world, believing that in so doing, they will collapse the West. They will collapse the middle class. They will collapse the population that has lived here before the migrants came. And in so doing, they think in the rubble of that, they can rule. They can sit on top the pile of ashes. Ask yourself this. Why is it that Democrats are so insistent that unlimited numbers of illegals from countries that are incapable of managing their own affairs come here? Countries like Somalia, countries like Haiti, countries that have no history of successful self-government, and they want unlimited numbers of illegals from those countries and refugees from those countries to come here with no chance at the pace, the scale, the scope of arrivals, at being able to assimilate and integrate into the American way of life. What has it done to our schools? What has it done to our hospitals? What has it done to just traffic in our cities? Every issue that affects our quality of life, Jesse, public safety, drugs, crime, education, healthcare, waiting in the emergency room, are all exacerbated, worsened, and undermined by mass illegal immigration.
And that's it. This is a civil war. You're watching it. It's just slow rolling right now, and it's in the early guerrilla warfare stage. That's how Marxists fight. Go read Marx's books. He's big into guerrilla warfare because they don't have the numbers for a straight-on military clash. So they fight the way guerrilla warriors do. They creep up, they kill, they pull back. It instills terror. Why now? Like even this week. Lots of reasons. Number one is that Trump just got $175 billion for immigration enforcement. Plans to hire 10,000 ICE agents. They got to slow that down. They got to terrify people. Well, you know, maybe you show up for work and we execute you in the parking lot. You know, we've been threatening kids, people's children. We've been showing up on ICE agents' front lawns. We've been doxing them so other liberal lunatics can find them. Do you really want to work for ICE? I mean, it doesn't pay that much. Maybe you just keep your job with the sheriff's agency. Maybe you don't fight for your country. Maybe you let us have it. You need to think about your kids. It's where we are. I'll be right back.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall is back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
You listen to my Battleground America podcast. You've heard me say it for a very long time that I believe the Democrat Party is deliberately merging with these international gangs. They envy the system that they see in Mexico, where you share in the proceeds of the crimes committed by the gangs. You get on their gang roll, their gang payroll as a political official. And it works out great for you because if somebody runs against you and they're not on the payroll, they just kill them. Street thugs. That's what we're seeing in the streets. And I said, you are watching the Democrat Party merge with the cartels. You will see us lose territory to the cartels in this country. They will control them just as Mexico has lost territory. You'll see crazy brazen things like we just saw down in Mexico, where a candidate from the president's own party who had run afoul of the cartels was executed live on Facebook. They streamed it along with their daughter at a campaign event. Shoulders are shrugged and things just go on as usual. That's how it is in Mexico. Democrats want that here. Street muscle for fear. Think what they could do if they had the cartels at Antifa surrounding ICE facilities. They're working up to it. We've seen all the signs. It's just going so slowly. It's not clear what it is. But we're in a civil war. Remember this last week? Cynthia Gonzalez, vice mayor of Cudahy.
In Los Angeles, 18th Street, Florencia. Where's the leadership at? Because you guys are all about territory, and this is 18th Street, and this is Florencia. You guys tag everything up, claiming hood. And now that your hood's being invaded by the biggest gang there is, There ain't a peep out of you. It's everyone else who's not about the gang life that's out there protesting and speaking up. We're out there, like, fighting our turf, protecting our turf, protecting.
She wants him to come out and kill ICE. That was just last week. Any Democrat condemnation? No, they're totally on board. They're totally on board. And now, the absolute freak show level spectacle. Because it is, it's a freak show. These people are crazy. Of the mayor of LA demanding ICE leave MacArthur Park. In fact, it's just that you got to get the visual on this, okay? They're out there with tanks, with the military, because that's what it takes to clear out MacArthur Park. Why do they need the military? They are fully suited up for war. Well, because just MS-13 they're clearing out of the park. MS-13 is taking the park. They control it. They sell drugs there. They sell guns there. Total gang control of the park. And they also sell immigration documents there. So you can commit immigration fraud. And what does this Democrat mayor do? She puts herself physically in between ICE and the military and MS-13. Never mind, regular people can't go to that park anymore. It's conquered American territory. It's post-American. Not recognizably American. She's defending MS-13. You're going to tell me this party isn't merging with MS-13? You're going to tell me they're not, because they are. And you're going to begin, if this is allowed, to see these gangs kill on behalf of Democrat parties. It's what they want. It's what they're working up to. Here's Karen Bass. And here's what's happening. She goes up to one of the Customs and Border Patrol officials, demands his cell phone, says, I want to talk to your boss. She's allegedly put in touch with the head of Customs and Border Enforcement.
Yes, my comment is they need to leave, and they need to leave right now. They need to leave because this is unacceptable.
Who did you speak with? Mayor Bass, who did you speak with on the phone just now? Who did you speak with on the phone?
The head of Customs.
The guy whose phone she took later said, sorry, we're going to go wherever we want. We're not listening to her. Meanwhile, a San Antonio City Council Democrat, this is another Democrat, San Antonio's City Council candidate has called for the killing of ICE agents. And DHS is already tracking him down. He was commenting on protecting MacArthur Park, keeping it lawless gang territory the way Democrats want it. And so he retweeted Karen Bass demanding that the mayor of LA demanding that they leave and wrote, and they will get shot by the Los Angeles public. I want to see a few dead ICE agents. Los Angeles, don't let me down. No condemnation from Democrats, because that's what they want to. That's where we are. And you know what they're doing? They are begging Trump to put them down because they need a dictator. They promised their sheeples a dictator. He was going to be tough. He was going to crack down. He was going to take people's free speech like they took ours. He was going to do all these terrible things. He hasn't done it. They need him to do it or look like he's doing it in the streets so they can lie about it. So as to further drive the insurrection, confuse the sheeple. Number one, so they don't lose their credibility because of all the lies they tell. But also, so it'll look like Trump's a dictator so they can get their sheeple in the street. So it's just a feedback loop, and that's what this Axios article is. Again, the headline, Democrats told to get shot for the anti-Trump resistance. Keep in mind what they're resisting. It's just federal law. That's all they are enforcing federal law. Look, all the Democrats have to do is change federal law, and ICE can't do this, right? I mean, we don't have to kill people. We don't have to shoot people. Just make the argument to the American people. If they're in the right and they're moral, make the argument. Open borders. We could do it by law. Congress can open the borders by law. Make the argument. Campaign on it. But they don't want to, do they? They don't want to. They want to import their shadow nation in violation of the law. And they want it so that by the time you wake up and realize you've been replaced by 20 to 50 million of them, it's too late. And then they will cackle and laugh at what they pulled off. The only thing standing in the way is Donald Trump.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.